Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With us now, Darren Rizzi, assistant head coach, special teams coordinator. We got a lot to talk about. And let's talk initially about the rule change with kicking. I don't want to get too deep into it because that'll take 5 minutes. But your role in it, and certainly what you saw, how you felt it would change, how it would change things for the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, listen, fortunately for me, I was out in front of it, out in front of the special teams coaches, and I was kind of the spokesperson for the group. So that was really cool. It's been something we've been working on for the last couple of years. Obviously, the numbers were way down in terms of return rate in the NFL. And the number, really, there was two major goals. Number one, let's make the play safer. It was a high rate of injury play. And then number two, let's get the return rate back up, make the play a little bit more exciting for everybody, for the fans, for the players, for the coaches. And so I think we accomplished those goals, and, you know, it kind of remains to be seen. We'll see how it plays out. But I do know this. It's going to be a lot of eyes glued on the television sets here in the preseason because everyone's going to be like, all right, what's this new deal going on? But, no, it's been a pretty cool process for sure.
And having Shaheed, not too bad either, right? Getting him a few more touches, right? That's not bad.
No doubt. If you can get a guy like that with the ball in his hand a couple more times a game, we're certainly going to be happy about that for sure.
Well, and, Coach, that leads me to my question as far as a player that maybe not in the past had a chance to make this roster or a roster, but because of his ability to actually be a true return guy, how much will you guys be looking for more guys to say, hey, look, you know, if Rasheed gets banged up, this player can step in to, you know, into that role? How much will that change with the roster a roster spot?
I think it's a big deal because in this new format, you can have two guys back there, mm-hmm. and no more than two. You can have one if you want, but the bottom line, like I look at it, whoever's back there with Shaheed, I'm sure there's going to be some teams in the beginning of the year going to try to play keep away from Shaheed, try to figure out where he's lined up and all that, and the opportunity for the second guy could be a huge one. And so I think it's going to be really important to have a number of guys on your roster that can fulfill that role. You mentioned if he goes out, you know, in the 5 years I've been here with Deontay and Shaheed, there's always going to be those spurts, 3-4 games where, you know, maybe they miss. So I think having multiple guys on the team that can fill in that return role. But with the new deal, with the two returners back there, I think it'd be really interesting. So it's kind of be an all hands on deck. I think you're going to see a lot of teams, maybe even in like, you know, big time spots in games, put some marquee players back there, because it's not as dangerous of a play.
Well, and from a coverage standpoint, what style, what type of player now am I going to have coverage? I mean, because normally it's been the linebacker, safeties, your third running back, you know, that those are my cover guys. Now, from a blocking and a coverage standpoint, how much does that change?
Well, it's going to be really hard to get a lot of double teams on this thing. So it's going to have players that have to be able to defeat blocks. So defeat one-on-one blocks. I think there's going to be a little bit of a chess match in terms of matchups, if you will. So if we're playing an opponent and they're using, you know, some bigger people, we may have the ability to do the same. It's good, like I said before, it's going to be a little bit of an all-hands-on-deck deal because I think all our players, you know, defensive ends, linebackers, safeties, DBs, on offense, the tight ends, running backs, receivers. I think all those guys on one side or both are going to all have roles. And so I think that's going to be kind of the interesting battle. And with the 90-man roster in camp, it's going to be interesting battles because for those 53, because there's been a lot of times in the last few years where we maybe didn't dress a guy or make him active because we felt like, maybe we're not going to get a lot of special teams plays in this particular week. It's not the case anymore. You know, we're going to get a lot more plays. So those battles for the 53 and those battles – for the game day spots are going to be really critical.
And one more just to follow up on that. offensive defensive coordinators may be a little bit different when we look at the draft, but for you, you're looking at everybody. You're looking your job is strict, truly like the head coach where, hey, I've got to look at linemen because can he help me on field goals? I've got to look at D linemen. Can he help me on kickoff? Yep. Can he help me on field goal block? Yep. You know, can he help me on maybe even punt, you know, as a wing guy? Talk about that process, and you know, it may not be the day one guy,
yeah,
but day two and three, hey, if you're not a starter, you're with me. And even some of the starters, you're going to be with me.
Yeah, and you know, day two and three, that makes up your roster. I mean, the day one guys are great and all that. Today's, you know, the old lights and all that and good stuff and Hollywood and all that. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is the day two and three are the guys that are going to make your roster and or make up your roster. And you're right. Myself, Phil Galliano, we've watched a ton of film over the last few months. And you're right. We've dug deep into all the positions. And, you know, what we're trying to find is that guy that's not going to be a starter. You know, what's his role going to be on the team? What's the vision for the player? If the player doesn't have a four-core vision and he's a backup linebacker or a backup defensive back, it's hard to make a team. And so, you know, Phil and I will go back and we'll watch back all the way to his freshman year maybe. Hey, maybe this guy only played special teams his first 2 years. Maybe he hasn't played. So we're digging in deep to the film, and we've gone back. Heck, in this draft process, we've gone back and watched film from like 2018 on some guys, 2017, because some of these guys have been in college forever with the COVID year, redshirt year.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of these guys were in college before I even got here 5 years ago. So it's an interesting process. But no doubt, we've watched a lot of players. It's part of the process that I like between returners, specialists, core players. It's always an interesting deal, so it's a good culmination.
Yeah, the average age of this 400 or so draft is 23.4, right? 23.4 is the average age. And the last question I have before we got to go to break is we've watched kickers just blow it into the end zone for so long. Now it becomes a different ball game for the kicker. It's got to be between the goal line and the 20, so it's about ball control more than anything else.
100%. The hang time is now irrelevant. The hang time on a kickoff doesn't mean anything. The location, how many maybe tools you got in your toolbox, what kind of kicks you got. I've heard a lot of guys say, well, you're going to get a lot of line drives and all that, but there's a little bit of risk-reward because if you don't get the ball over the 20, it's like an out-of-bounds kick. So the ball's coming all the way to the 40.
To the 40.
Yeah. So those locations, the you know, the location of the kicks are going to be critical, and I'm really excited about all of it.
Good luck tonight. You're going to be a winner no matter what because you're going to get a lot of guys this weekend. Darren Rizzi, thanks for your time. We appreciate
it, guys, as always.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.